I'm making waves now. Ready or not, here I go.
That's right, here we go. We're jumping into 2022, my friends. I mean, this is the last day of 2021. I am your host, Sean McDonnell. This is Do More Cool Shit. I am so excited, so thankful that you, my creative nerds, are back here. Yes, I've been away for a little bit. I jumped ship, but I've been jumped ship for a very good reason. I have been toiling away in the Do More Cool studio, which is going to be an amazing space that I'm going to talk a little bit about later on in the podcast. But I wanted to get one more 15-minute Friday, one more podcast in, episode 31 on December 31st, you know? I just was sitting around and I thought, you know, I got to do that. I really wanted to do a bit of a review. I want to thank you guys so much for being able to listen to 31 episodes. We've had over 100,000 listens now. It's been absolutely amazing. You guys have blown the roof off of this podcast. I've been so thankful, so grateful. It's been such a fun ride. This was a new adventure for me, something that I haven't done in my 17 years of doing creative things. A podcast was not one of them, but now here I am, 31 episodes in, and there's only more fun shit to do moving forward. Before I get into any more things, I really want to thank every single one of my guests that have been on the episode or on this, on the podcast. I've had 15 amazing, awesome guests, everyone from Craig Cardiff, Matt West, Carolyn Gummo, Chantel Clarkin, Danielle Lahr, Jenna Ladd, Katie Zito, Kyla and Sean from Build Able, Claire from The Plastic Architect, Chris Nackinson, Dr. Jane Thompson, Simon and Jill from Nature Labs, Christina Muehlberger, Karen and Lee from Hijinks, and Lana Dingwall. I cannot thank each and every one of you enough for coming on. If you haven't had a chance to go back and listen to all the episodes with them on it, with each one of these guests on it, awesome people. Awesome people. I am so lucky to have them in my life. Some of them will be returning, I am sure, onto the podcast. Some of them will be returning onto other and bigger things that Do More Cool Shit's going to be doing in 2022. And I couldn't do it without them, and I couldn't do it without you guys. I have had so many great emails, so many great conversations, and it's really, really amazing. I thank you so much once again. I can't say it enough. It's been so interesting to look back, to look through, to get to hear some of your hopes and dreams. Like I've always said, it's I've been so fortunate over 17 years to be doing all kinds of fun creative stuff in my life. I feel super fortunate. I've had an amazing group of people, an amazing squad to help me bull through some of the things that I've been doing. It hasn't always been easy. It's been so fun and so rewarding to be able to hear other people having all these great ideas and hopes and dreams for the future, even amongst some of this shitty COVID badness that's happening. I think more than anything, this is a time where creatives and people who want to make a shift, what better time than now? So I'm glad that I'm able to be able to put this podcast out, and I'm super glad that you guys have responded as well as you have. I certainly never ever would have guessed that with 31 episodes I would have had well over 100,000 listens already, and it's phenomenal. It's so fun to be able to interact, to connect. My favorite part of every day is talking with some more creatives and talking to creatives out there who have big plans coming up. So I encourage you to keep going back to domorecoolshit.com. Keep sending in your notes, keep reaching out, reach out, Discord, Instagram, all the places, keep reaching out, keep connecting. I'm only hoping that we're going to get bigger and better things up and going. So what have I learned over 31 podcasts, over 30 podcasts, I guess I should say, since this is 31. Well, I think I've learned and I've relearned the team is number one. You need to surround yourself with people. And I'm going to do 1,000 episodes of this podcast, and I think that's always going to be it. It's like, find the right people. There is always a community out there for you. And that kept coming up in all the episodes over and over and over again. If you listen to each one of those 15 conversations that I had, it's just obvious. Like, you know, everybody had some people, and like, you know, I think that's the interesting thing about being a creative nerd is that sometimes it feels very lonely, and sometimes we all feel alone, but there are groups of people out there that are just like us, and we can find those people. And whether it's someone right near and close to you, or whether it's someone on the internet that you need to go searching for, those groups exist. They exist on a Facebook, they exist on a forum, they exist on Instagram, they exist on Twitter, they exist on YouTube, they exist somewhere. Keep digging, keep finding. You are not alone in whatever hobby it is you wanted to be doing. If you are curious about something, go jump in the comments. If you're shy, it's fine. You don't have to say too many things. You know, you don't have to reveal things. If you like face-to-face, if you like voice chatting, if you like texting, we live in an amazing world right now where, like, you can literally go find this group of people and you can talk to them however you feel comfortable talking to them. That's one thing I for sure have learned and keep relearning over and over and over again, is that there are people out there that are interested, even when you think people are not interested, or if you think you're incredibly different or weird or odd. We're all out there. Everybody's out there. There's a whole group of us. We're all looking. We're all waiting for more odd, more weird. You know, the weirder the better. So that's one lesson and maybe three other lessons I've learned is leap. You know, so many people talked about not knowing what was going to happen when they leaped. Maybe some people were talking about, if you listen to those conversations that I had, some people were leaving their job after getting a 10-year pin. Some people were leaving a job after or being offered a position to do something for a year, and then they said, yeah, why not? And then did it for like 20 years. You know, you just never know. And I think that the more we can work on being okay with that, the more that you can, if you have something that you want to do in 2022, leap, man, lady, people, dogs, cats, whoever's listening, just leap. You know, it's surreal to be able to take that leap and to see what happens. And if you have the right people around you, your leap becomes a little bit less scary. So that's the second thing I learned. The third thing I think that I've learned that I've always known, and the third thing that really for me is really number three, is really a relearning thing, and it's a remembering thing, and it's number one for me, actually. Even though it's number three on this list, it's number one for me is time. And I think if you go back and you listen to all the episodes, there are so many things in life that we can worry about. There are so many things in life that we can gain, that we can take away, that we can lose, that we can all these different things. But time is so, so important. We are guaranteed no time in this life. We are gifted some time in this life. We are gifted the opportunity to do things with the time that we have on this planet. And time is a precious, amazing gift. And I hope that your time on this planet is amazing. And that's all I can wish for. And number four for me is energy. You know, getting out there, finding the energy, building up energy. The more things that you do, and I need to revisit something that I've said many times in this podcast. I don't believe it. I think it's a myth. I think it's something out there that a lot of people talk about, is that if you have a passion and you're really excited about it, and then you attach money to it, it becomes less exciting. I think that is such bullshit. I think turning your hobby into something that you love, something that gives you time, something that you can make money with, is a goddamn blessing. And I think not everybody gets the chance to do that. And if you have the chance, if you know what that is, then for the love of God, like, go after it. Get after it. Like, go run for the hills and try to make it your career. And again, find the people that are going to help you do that. Find the people that are going to push you up that hill. It's never going to be easy. You know, it's always going to be hard. Change is going to happen. I didn't have it down here as listed as number five, but I think Karen and Lee talked about it, and so many other people talked about it on this podcast in the conversations, is like, you know, nothing is given. There's always going to be change. Things are always going to happen. You can't really plan for every single event. So, you know, I think this idea of having, of just leaping in, finding the people, and you're going to gain energy. Find the things in life that give energy. And that's, I think, for me, was number four, was find the things that give you energy in life and then just do those. Like, there's so much bullshit that we make up on this planet. And it's like, God, just do the thing that gives you energy. Okay, so that's enough blathering for me. Those are the lessons I've learned from the first 30 conversations that I've had, the first 30 episodes that I've had, the first 15 conversations I've had. And I think those things are going to get reiterated over and over and over again, but I can't stop saying them enough because we don't say it enough. And I think it's worthwhile saying it 100 times if I have to. It's why I'm making this podcast, because people, I think, are still battling some of these things and they need to hear this over and over again. And I am okay with saying the thing over and over again. I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't mind talking. So here I am doing it. So enough blathering about what lessons have been learned and have been reinforced. I think those are important, but I'm going to take these last few minutes to talk about what's coming up in 2022 for me, for Do More Cool Shit. So I've been working away. So one of the reasons that I was away for a little bit is that I've been toiling away in the Do More Cool studio. And the Do More Cool studio is a magical, wonderful place, at least that's what I'm hoping it's going to be, that's going to encourage and it's going to allow people who want to come and stream, comedians, musicians, storytellers, streamers, future streamers, possible streamers, cooks, chefs, whoever. If you have any desire to be doing something that requires sound equipment, video equipment, photography, lighting, any of that stuff, that is what the Do More Cool studio is going to be all about. It's going to be a space where I'm going to have an entire podcast set up there for folks who want to come and make a podcast. I'm going to have an entire video set up there for folks who want to come and make videos, whether they be recorded videos or whether they be live videos or whether they be music videos. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen yet. But there's going to be so many opportunities and so many spaces there. If you want to teach a course, if you want to do if you want to do anything, you hit me up. If you're close to Ottawa, the Do More Cool studio is going to be up and running, I suspect, probably in February. I'm going to be taking the entire month of January off. I hope that you guys will go back and listen to the 30 episodes. You've got 30 days to go back and listen to all the episodes of Do More Cool Shit. If you haven't caught up yet, I hope you do be able to get caught up. I'm hoping in February to bring the podcast back. I'm hoping to have Do More Cool Studio up and running again. I'm going to be doing way more giveaways. I have so much more equipment gathered that have been gifted to me, that have been loaned to me from companies, from people. I have bought some things. I have learned what streamers need. I have talked to other creatives out there who need certain pieces of equipment. And my stockpile, my little gift bag has been growing and growing, and I'm looking forward to being able to give a lot of that away and to help people, even in a small way, if you need a little piece of equipment. So we're going to be doing more giveaways. I have already been talking to a ton of creatives out there and am very excited to announce that there are tons of collaborations coming ahead of 2022. There's so many charity things, so many fundraising things, so many more collaborations with musicians. And then with those collaborations, Do More Cool Shit is finally going to be jumping into the live stream arena. That's right. You're going to get to see my face. I'm hoping very much to be bringing some of these podcasts live to you in 2022. I'm hoping that we'll be on Twitch. Now there's a whole long story there that I'm not going to tell you all about, but you'll see all the links and all the things on there. It might be not called Do More Cool Shit because apparently Twitch does not like the word shit. I'm going to say shit on air, but there likely will be a softer, nicer name on twitch.tv/do more cool, whatever. We're not sure what that extra word is going to be, but that's where you're going to find us. So I'm going to be going live. I'm hopefully going to be doing a ton of, like I said, collaborations, but I'm hopefully going to be doing a ton of variety type streams. I want to bring back some variety type shows, like a nighttime show. I want to be able to reach out to a lot of creatives and bring more creatives right in front of you and to do it live so that we can actually start having more conversations. So that's what I'm hoping to do. I know some of the guests that were on with me might be returning in some capacity, and I'm really pumped for 2022. I know that the year, 2019, 2021, 2020, I guess I should say, I know that they haven't been easy years for some folks, but I hope that while you've been listening, while you've been hanging out, I hope that you are finding your team. I hope you're finding your people. I hope you are taking comfort in knowing that there are a ton of other creatives out there who are just like you, who did not have everything figured out, who do not have everything figured out, but who are willing to work and collab and talk and just sometimes even just be there and listen. I hope that that can be something that Do More Cool Shit can do. It's been an amazing ride. I am definitely over my 15 minutes, but it's the end of the year. I don't care. So I really want to thank everybody once again so much for jumping in on this journey. It's been absolutely amazing. You guys have been awesome. I cannot wait to jump into 2022 in February, where I'm able to give you guys even more. I think, this world needs it. This world more than ever now needs more people out there doing the things that they love to do. And I believe in you guys. I believe in you creative nerds, because there's so much good already happening out there. I see so many steps being taken forward, and there's nothing preventing me from believing in all of that. People say that there's so much bad in this world, but all you have to do is spend some time with some creative nerds and people who have hopes and desires and dreams, and who are moving forward in those hopes and desires and dreams, and fill your life with those people. Because, man, when you fill your life with energy and people that have energy, you become an energy suck, if I have a down day, and for sure I've had them, we all have had them, you need to fill your world with people that are going to give you energy. They might take some energy from you, but they're going to give you a lot of energy. And so far you guys have all been giving me a ton of energy. I'm very excited to be doing this. I couldn't have dreamed how well, all of this would have turned out. So I'm so excited. All right, that's enough. I'm blabbering on. I hope that you guys have an amazing new year. I hope that you guys have a great night tonight. I hope that you guys are ready to take on another Monday. I will be returning probably, I don't know if it's going to be the first week of February, the second week of February, but I'm going to be back in February. Guns blazing. I hope that you guys take a chance to listen to all of the awesome episodes that have already happened in January, like over the year. I hope that you in January take the time to go back and listen to all those. And, there's going to be more awesome music, more streams, more Do More Cool Studio. I'm going to be bringing you guys more people, more awesome creatives out there. There's going to be so many more collaborations. There's going to be so many giveaways. I've already said all that shit, but I'm just pumped. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a little bit pumped. So I thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have an amazing new year. I can't wait to see what you guys are going to do in 2022. And I'm glad that I hopefully will be able to be a small part of it in some way. So thank you once again for tuning in. You guys have an amazing time. Watch out. Here we go.